This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that India is seen as a trusted value chain partner and as a country that is focused on inclusive growth. In an interview with the private media channel on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos yesterday, Mr. Vaishnaw informed that India is working on all five layers of artificial intelligence, including AI architecture, application, model, chip, infra, and energy.
Three major objectives. Objective number one, as the name of the summit indicates, AI Impact Summit. What is the impact of AI? How do you bring ROI? How do you improve productivity? How do you add that value in the people's lives and industries' lives? Second, make technology accessible to all. Our Prime Minister always focuses on democratizing technology. The third deliverable out of that summit is AI has great capabilities, but there are certain harms which AI can do. How do you put the right guardrails in the whole new technology so that the harms can be controlled and the benefits can be harnessed?
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Kerala today. During the visit, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and flag off various developmental projects in Thiruvananthapuram. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. The projects span key sectors including rail connectivity, urban livelihoods, science and innovation, citizen-centric services and advanced healthcare, reflecting the Prime Minister's continued focus on inclusive growth, technological advancement and improved quality of life for citizens. In Jharkhand, 15 Maoists were killed in an anti-Naxal operation in the Saranda forest of West Singhbhum district following an encounter with CPI Maoist insurgents yesterday. Among those killed were dreaded leader Patiram Manji, alias Anal, who carried a bounty of 1 crore rupees, and Rajesh Munda and Bulbul, each carrying a reward of 2 lakh rupees. Arms and other materials were recovered from the site, while search operations are still underway in the forested region. 10 soldiers lost their lives and 11 others injured in a road accident in Doda district of Jammu and Kashmir yesterday. An army truck skidded off the road at the 9,000-foot-high Khanni top along Badherwa-Chamba interstate road and plunged into a deep gorge. A joint rescue operation by army and police was immediately launched. Meanwhile, President Draupadi Murmu, PM Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Chief Minister Umar Abdullah have expressed grief over the loss of lives of army personnel. In Chhattisgarh, 6 workers were killed and 5 others seriously injured in an accident at a sponge iron factory in Baloda Bazar district yesterday. The incident occurred when an explosion took place in the dust settling chamber of the plant. Following the accident, the administration has sealed the steel plant. The government has notified greenhouse gas emission intensity targets for additional carbon-intensive sectors under the Carbon Credit Trading Scheme. The Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change said that a total of 208 obligated entities across these sectors will now be required to meet specified emission intensity reduction targets. It added that with this expansion, the compliance mechanism of the Indian carbon market now covers 490 obligated entities across India's most emission-intensive industries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday spoke to President of Brazil, Lula da Silva, and reviewed the strong momentum in the India-Brazil strategic partnership. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that close cooperation between India and Brazil is vital for advancing the shared interests of the Global South. PM Modi said India is looking forward to welcoming the Brazil president to India soon. India Meteorological Department has issued an orange color warning for thunderstorms accompanied by hailstorms over Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh till today. Similar conditions are expected to prevail over Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Rajasthan, Uttarakhand and West Uttar Pradesh. The weather agency has forecast dense fog over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim till tomorrow. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Gujarat Giants defeated UP Warriors by 45 runs in a league stage match at the BCA Stadium in Vadodara. Chasing the target of 154 runs set by Gujarat Giants, UP Warriors were bowled out for 108 runs in just 17.3 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.